coming up on All Access.
We're a family. We play like a family. We win like a family.
Settles and throws left for Gronkowski. Pitch and catch. Touchdown, Patriots.
I saw that. I was like, thank you when I put my hand out.
I still got a lot of work to do, a lot of football to play, a lot of things we can improve in, but that's a lot of wins. That'll start, we're on the right track.
He has the ball stripped from behind, and a flag is thrown as the ball is picked up by Hicks, and he dives on it in the end zone.
That wasn't a bad time to have one for your first career touchdown.
I do believe in Christmas spirit, even though, you know, you go to the mall on a Saturday now and it's a little chaotic.
Be around people you really love and people you want to be around. That's what Christmas spirit means to me.
Even to this day, I get my pajamas ready, I put them on, and I'm ready for Santa.
Well, I'd say probably part of it is they've kind of found a groove for themselves and how they want to play. They don't have a lot of busted assignments and bad plays. You got to go out there and play good football and beat them.
Wasn't high on style points, but a win over the Titans means the Patriots have clinched a first-round playoff bye for a record sixth straight year. Welcome to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. Merry Christmas to you all. Still much to play for with two regular season games left. Sunday, New England travels to New Jersey to take on a Jets team that is fighting for their postseason lives. Home field advantage throughout the playoffs is on the line for the Patriots, who need just one win over the final 2 weeks of the regular season to accomplish that goal. We'll preview the Jets. But before we do, a look back at the sights and sounds of their win over Tennessee.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Let's go!
We're making plays today, baby. Playmakers on three. One, two, three, playmakers.
We're a family. We play like a family. We win like a family.
Hey, watch film. Tomorrow, just be nasty, all right?
Brady takes the step, back pedaling in the pocket, settles and throws left for Gronkowski. Pitch it, catch. Touchdown, Patriots.
That's a nice try. That's the way to get us started. Good job, buddy.
I saw that. I was like, thank you when I put my hand out.
Backing up in the pocket. Pressure now up the middle. Down he goes. He gets leveled by two Titans.
Line it up. Let's not have any of those little things bother us. We had a good first drive, and then we hurt ourselves in the second one, okay?
Feeling pressure up the middle. He has the ball stripped from behind, and a flag is thrown as the ball is picked up by Hicks, and he dives on it in the end zone for an apparent touchdown for the Patriots.
Come on, Walt, wake up.
All day! All day! All day!
Great job.
Great job.
Pressure up the middle from Collins, and that's a sack.
Let's go! Hey, let's top it up. Let's go!
Sean Martin, middle of the end zone, fields and runs out 5, 10 right side of the 15, Sutter step in the 20, to midfield, 40 of Tennessee, and eventually shoved out of bounds, deep in Titan terrain. Shotgun step Brady, screen left for James White, carries it with some hesitation, finds an opening left to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, a first pass for 5, into the end zone, touchdown Patriots.
James!
Bettenberger throws underneath across the middle to Delaney Walker. Shoved to the far sideline, stays on his feet, hurdles a man to the 20, outrunning Richard to the end zone.
Listen to me now. We got to tackle, okay? We got to tackle strong. I love going after the football and trying to get turnovers. Let's tackle him.
Let's go, fellas. Everybody, I know
what
we gotta do. Come on.
Steps up, steps up. Chased by Sheard and Hicks. Throws on the go. Passes tipped and intercepted by Jamie Collins. Collins to the 20. Down he goes. Up end of the line.
Foxborough in the home finale for the Patriots.
That's where you live, boy. That's a good job in there, guys. That's a good job. All the way around. All the way around. Keep going.
Yes, sir. Chandler started it.
Thanks, Coach.
Coach, good job.
All right, man. Congratulations. That's 12. That's 12. All right. Got a quick turnaround here now. Got to be ready to go on Tuesday. All right. Got still got a lot of work to do. Got a lot of football to play. A lot of things we can improve in. But that's a lot of wins. That'll start. We're on the right track. All right. Okay, so Tuesday, 9:30. All right. Congrats, man. Good job.
We got a lot to be thankful for. Not just as a football team, but as men, we got a lot to be thankful for. How do we feel about that 12th win?
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All-Access. Time to sit down with the coach. Coach Belichick joins me now. Coach, congratulations. A big win. Your 12th win of the season. Your team gets another bye. And you sat here last week and you told me about Tennessee that this game was going to be a grinded-out type game. Fair to say that's how it played its way out?
Yeah, pretty much. They're you know, they have a really good defensive front, and they were disruptive. Casey, Arakpo, you know, Jones, Blackson, those guys gave us some problems. And, you know, I thought the kickoff return was a big play for us to, you know, get us a great field position. Obviously, the strip sack that resulted in a touchdown. So, you know, we got some extra points there on kind of plays like that that, you know, kind of helped push us, you know, push us ahead, have a little bit of cushion there.
Coach, it seems like we sit here every week and we talk about injuries. You pick somebody up midweek, they come in and they play well. Leonard Johnson, Joey Usefa runs over the defensive back the other day. Did he give a little bit of extra edge, kind of a physicality to your game? And not that Brandon Bolden is not a physical runner, but did you feel it on the sideline?
Oh, yeah, no question. Yeah, that play kind of brought some life to the sideline. But, you know, Joey's done that to us in practice. You know, he runs hard, he has good pad level. And, you know, he's a strong physical kind of player. So I don't think the players on the team were too surprised to see that in the game because some of them have seen it in practice.
All right. Speaking of pad level and strong runners, you pick up Steven Jackson. And you and I have been doing a show for a long time. I remember when he was with Atlanta, you go out of your way and we talked about Steven Jackson. I think in London we saw him with the Rams.
Right.
What aspects do you think he can bring to this team at this time with hopefully more than five games left?
Right. Well, we'll see. You know, he's a smart guy. He's been in our system. He's with Josh in St. Louis. He's obviously a big back that can run with some power, and he has very good hands and has always been a productive player in the passing game. So we'll just see how it all comes together. But I think he has some things going for him if that falls into place that way.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Coach will return later in the show. But first, more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
We sit down with touchdown-scoring defensive lineman Akeem Hicks.
It was just an honor to be here and a transition nonetheless, but something that I welcomed and was ready to go after.
And later, we hear why this holiday is important to Patriots players.
Once Christmas Day comes, you get to spend that time you've been missing all year.
And you're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
From my family to yours, I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays.
Yeah, it's you, it's you, it's you. Yeah, it's you.
I would say the most influential people in my life has to be my mother and my father. My mom introduced me to football when I was like 5 years old. Been playing since then, and my father, he had me tackling pillows just to show me the proper way to tackle and all of those things in the living room when I was a young kid. So both of them, they always just been very supportive of me growing up and what I had to do, and still to this day.
Shotgun snap to Osweiler, dropping back, feeling pressure up the middle, wrapped up by Freeney. He escapes to the line, and no, he won't. Freeney eventually takes him down. Looked like Osweiler was going to break away, but Jonathan Freeney staying with it all the way. Wow.
I always used to be outside every day playing with my older brother and all of his friends outside, just playing football in the neighborhood, and it was a flag football team and like in our community, and she just was like, well, you're outside playing every day, so you might as well just try it and see how you like it.
Hand off to McCoy, runs it right, then tackled by Jonathan Freeney. Sproul sprints up the middle across the 49, tackled at midfield by Jonathan Freeney.
She was just always my biggest fan, just always giving me words of encouragement before the game, those type of things, and at every single game since I was like 5 years old up through high school, she was just always there to support me.
Whitten makes the grab, and the ball's punch free. Scooped up by Jonathan Freeney.
Whenever I scored a touchdown, she was running down the field, all of those things.
As Freeney came away with a football.
I was looking for her every game on the sideline. She was, me and her have a close personal relationship still to this day, so I was always looking for her on the sidelines, all of those things. I know when she was there, I was just going to have a better game.
Welcome back to All Access presented by GEICO, and Merry Christmas to you all. A trip to MetLife Stadium is on deck for New England, and as Dan Roach tells us, they will be traveling with some reinforcements.
The Patriots continue to hold firm atop the AFC.
It's a good news, bad news Christmas for the Patriots. The good news, they clinched a first-round bye for an NFL record sixth straight season. The bad news, three more players were banged up in their win over the Titans as Danny Amendola, Patrick Chung, and Dante Hightower all went down with injuries. By the way, if you're keeping score at home, the Pats have lost 17 players now to season-ending injuries, marking the most ever in 1 year since Bill Belichick took over in 2000. The new face this week for the Pats is veteran running back Steven Jackson. The three-time Pro Bowler has spent 11 seasons in the NFL with St. Louis and Atlanta, but has been out of football all year.
It's exciting. You know, couldn't ask for a better Christmas gift. Just looking forward to, you know, continue to get better and continue to learn the way of the Patriots.
Your head spinning a little?
Not too much. I think initially when the phone call happened, it was a little also surreal. But now I've kind of settled down and playing football and doing what I love.
He's a great guy, great teammate, good friend, great football player. He's big and strong, fast, and we're happy to have him.
Meanwhile, the Pats still have plenty to play for, as a win in either of their final games would give them the top seed in the AFC for the second straight season. And in the minds of these players, now is not the time to let up or rest up.
It's no mystery that it would be a great thing for this team with everything that we've been through this year. But, you know, we're just focused on the game, not what it means in the grand scheme of things. We just focus on playing the Jets and playing well.
With last Sunday's win over the Titans, the Patriots improved to 12-2, giving them six straight seasons of 12 or more wins. That's one shy of the all-time NFL record of seven set by the Indianapolis Colts from 2003 through 2009. From the CBS scene in Foxborough for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Joining me now is defensive end Akeem Hicks. And first of all, Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Thank you, man. Happy holidays to you, too.
Thank you very much. And that first Christmas present you got was that touchdown you scored the last week.
That wasn't a bad time to have one for your first career touchdown.
Yeah. You're absolutely right about that. And I want you to take me through that play because that was an exciting play. And it started with Chandler Jones and the reach that Jones had, didn't it?
Yeah, we had our Pro Bowl, now Pro Bowl defensive end come across and get a nice strip sack. And he just made that great play, and the ball was rolling, and I just went after it. And the first thing that went through my mind was Denver. When when that one was bobbling in the air.
Right.
I came back and Matty P was on my case about not letting those opportunities go. That was the first thing that went through my mind. I just dove on it.
So. You just dove on it.
Yeah.
When you see the ball on the ground like that, do your eyes get big as saucers?
Huge. I mean, the ball is tumbling and twisting. Right. You don't know where it's going to go.
Right.
And you just got to go for it. So.
And then, okay, you lose it. And then you fall again in the end zone, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what a lot of people didn't see was Jamie Collins coming from the back trying to make sure that nobody tackled me as I was trying to grab it. But, it was a great play.
Has this been, talk about, if you would, the transition you made coming from the Saints to the Patriots during the season. How tough has it been, and what's that like?
I think in life every transition is tough if you don't know what's waiting for you on the other side.
Good point.
I knew that this was a great team, a team that I had a lot of respect for a number of years. I was just talking to somebody earlier about all the great players that I remember watching as I was growing up. Willie McGinnis, Teddy Bruschi, Harrison, everybody, Richard Seymour.
You knew about those players.
I knew about those guys growing up, and it was just an honor to be here. And a transition nonetheless, but something that I welcomed and was ready to go after.
Leaving the Saints and leaving Drew Brees. Coming to New England, and now your teammates with Tom Brady. Compare the two, if you would.
You're putting me in a hard spot.
I know. I kind of am, aren't I?
Two great quarterbacks, but my quarterback right now is Tom Brady, and I have his back all the way, so that's definitely my guy.
How's the defense come together since you've been here in that brief time?
I got to say, I was just an add-on. They had a great culture.
You were an add-on?
Yeah.
You just called yourself an add-on?
I'm telling you, they had such a great culture and just a great group of guys. And when I came here, just the response from those guys, Dominic Easley, Alan Branch, Silver Saliga, all these guys just making me feel welcome. Right. It was huge for me.
The Jets are next, a team that is a hungry football team because they're still fighting for their playoff lives.
Mm-hmm.
They're still trying to. You guys have already secured a playoff spot. Secure to buy, you're 12-2, but now you got to go on the road and face the Jets. What's that going to be like?
Approach it like another game. It's another game. It's a 1 week season, and we just got to approach it the same way that we have done every week since I've been here, and that's to play 60 minutes of good football. And it sounds really cliche, and it's something that Belichick has been grinding into us since I've been here, and I really feel like that we want to take advantage of that and go about it that way.
All right. Well. Before I leave, you want to wish them a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas, Mom. Love you.
There you go. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Akeem Hicks, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
My favorite cookie during the holidays were my mom's peanut butter cookie with the Hershey Kiss on top. I would usually eat around 5 after dinner. They're just so good, you just couldn't resist.
This is Rob Ninkovich. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all the fans in New England.
Patriots fans, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Merry Christmas, and welcome to the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate. All right, everybody's opening their presents. Hope you guys had a great Christmas day. So, with 2 games left in the season, what would you like to gift the Patriots?
Here's a good gift for the Patriots, an officiating crew that understands offensive pass interference. We've been seeing it all year. The Patriots have had a game's worth of offensive yards called back. Gronk has at least 5 himself. We saw it again last week. Let's get it right. I love that gift.
How about a healthy Rob Gronkowski for Christmas? The Patriots have 4 Super Bowl titles. That number would be higher if Gronk were healthy when it matters most. You get Rob Gronkowski on the field in January, you got a great shot for number 5.
All right, other than a 6-foot tight end that has the same last name as me being back on the team, I would like a running game. How about that? I mean, this is December, and getting into January, you're going to have to be able to run the ball. So far, the Pats have not been able to do that consistently. I want the other team to know they're going to run it, and the Patriots still be able to move the ball downfield. All right, Happy New Year and Merry Christmas. This has been an SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Coach Belichick rejoins me now. We talk about the Jets. What has changed since the last time you played them?
Well, I'd say probably part of it is they've kind of found a groove for themselves and how they want to play. They've really, you know, spread the ball around more offensively in a passing game, especially with Powell being back in there. We didn't see him. Anunua's, you know, been a factor for him as well, of course, with Decker and Marshall. You know, Fitzpatrick's having a really good year. They've run the ball well, of course, with Ivory. They're a strong running team defensively. You know, they're a big, strong team that's very hard to run against and have good coverage players. And they're solid in the kicking game. So they've played well. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They don't, you know, have a lot of penalties. They don't have a lot of busted assignments and bad plays. You got to go out there and play good football and beat them. And they, you know, that's kind of the way they play. They don't make it easy on you. You've got to play consistently, and you've got to play good for a sustained period of time. And then when you don't, then they take advantage of it with either a big play on offense or a turnover on defense, and then they get you. So you've got to avoid those plays, of course.
Seems like Fitzpatrick is getting the ball out quickly, too. Doesn't seem like he's hanging on to it a ton. How's that help the passing game?
He does get it out quickly, and then he's also made plays scrambling on third down. And so he's kind of become the sixth receiver on some of those third and four to six type plays where, you know, if they're covered, he's able to get out of there and pick up the first down, stay on the field, and keep the chains moving. So he's smart, very experienced, does a good job at the line of scrimmage, checking plays. But he does. He sees it quickly, gets the ball out, and has run with it productively as well. So just adds another dimension to their offense.
All right, Coach, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from Mike in Worcester. He wants to ask, how hard is it to actually try and secure the number one seed and yet manage your team's health with the rash of injuries you guys have had?
Well, there's challenges every week. Every week our football team has challenges, and they come in different shapes and sizes. So, you know, this week with the Jets going down there, as well as the Jets are playing, you know, we're going to have to be at our best and play in a hostile environment and handle the things that they do well, which are numerous. So we've faced some version of that every week. This week it's specific to the Jets, and you know, we'll deal with it.
All right, good stuff right there. If you want to ask the coach a question, only one regular season game after this. You have to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, hashtag and AskBB. Jets and the Bellis Trader, what are we going to look at? I'm sure it's the defense, right?
Defense, yeah, offense, a little bit of everything. They got a good team.
All right, good stuff. Coach will return later in the show, but first, more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
How much can newly acquired Steven Jackson help?
Running back is one of those few positions that I think you can sort of just insert a guy and hand him the ball.
But first, Coach Belichick takes a look at the playoff-hungry New York Jets.
I think this play really says it all right here. I mean, it's not about the play. It's not about the blocking. It's the guy with the ball.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette One ProGlide Refill, up to 1 month of comfortable shaves. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
Hey, this is Rob Gronkowski of the New England Patriots. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you all. What does this day mean to the Patriots? We talked to several players about the true spirit of the holiday.
Christmas means to me is just very much a time to spend time with your family.
Christmas means family. So every Christmas you're with everyone that you love.
First and foremost, celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ.
Everyone comes together and spends time together, quality time.
The season of giving, you know, a lot of people spend all year without seeing their loved ones, without being around people they really cherish. And
enjoying each other's company and opening gifts.
Christmas kind of gives you an excuse to kind of be that nice person again.
Of course I believe in Christmas spirit.
Waking up with a smile on your face, being happy that you're able to get up and be around people you really love and people you want to be around.
I do believe in Christmas spirit, even though, you know, you go to the mall on a Saturday now and it's a little chaotic, but I think you know, everyone kind of thinks about other people on Christmas and doesn't think about themselves.
Even to this day, I get my pajamas ready, I put them on, and I'm ready for Santa.
That's what Christmas Day means to me. For us to just be able to, just a smile here, a handshake there, a sign this, it just makes people's day. You don't know whose life you're touching. You might change someone's life. You could change someone's day just by giving them a good smile.
I can remember when I was 10 years old, looking up to football players, an athlete, professional athlete, and really just you try and embrace that role of, you know, if a kid wants an autograph or a picture, you know, making that person's day, because one day it'll be over with and I won't be doing it. So really just embracing that and putting a smile on someone's face, that goes a long way.
You know, I'm super fortunate to be able to do what I do. And, you know, if it makes someone happy, you know, having a picture or signature, you know, whatever that may be to brighten someone's day, you never know what kind of impact that can have on somebody, and it's something that's so simple.
And so just with the little bit of celebrity I do have, if I'm able to do that just on a daily basis, that just lightens up my day every day.
And I think that's just a big part of, you know, being good and kind to people.
You know, being a football player, going through Christmas is a little bit different. I haven't been back home, in probably 10 to 12 years. So really, you just do your best to, you know, make as many phone calls as you can to everyone that is in your family that really you love and you want to talk with.
Once Christmas Day comes, you get to spend that time you've been missing all year to spend with your wife, your son, your significant other, mom, dad, whoever it may be. You get to spend that quality time and, like, just share that moment and just stay in that moment as long as you can.
You know, it's exciting to be able to spend Christmas with my wife and my two-year-old daughter.
You know, I got gifts for everybody, so send out some gifts and, you know, just phone calls, you know, texts, whatever it may be, just to let them know you're thinking about them and, you know, hoping they have a, you know, as good a Christmas as you are.
I always look forward to Christmas because my son even looks forward to Christmas because he knows this is the day during the week Daddy doesn't have to go to work and I can stay with Daddy all day. So this is the day me and my son, we mark up on our calendar, not for the gifts, but just for the time we get to spend with each other.
This is Jonathan Freeney of the New England Patriots, and I just want to wish all of you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Happy holidays, everyone.
All right, time now for Turf brought to you by Gillette. What's up, all my elves at home? Enjoying Christmas right now. Head elf right here, Christian.
Yes, I'm the head elf. You are my assistant. Yes, you're going to do exactly what I do. And speaking of elves, elves wear green. And who are the Patriots playing on Sunday? The J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
You know what I get as a Christmas gift? I get to go to Newark to sit there and wait for that Jet game. 1 o'clock, home game on Sunday. But they got a pretty good back. They got Powell, but I like this kid, Chris Ivory, number 33. Keeps the legs churning. So
yeah,
let's talk about the running game.
And it's all going to be about ball control for this offense and how well the Patriots do of slowing it down. He's a big back, and he's angry. So if he gets the ball, nice big handoff right there.
The big thing with him, too, is he dips that shoulder. So we've talked about the linebackers. You know, unsure whether Hightowers are going this game. Jamie Collins has been coming on. But I want to talk about the front, you know, the two-gap control. And you were a former tight end, and you had to block that edge. How good of a job has guys like Akeem Hicks and Allen Branch, Malcolm Brown, done up front?
Well, they've been doing a great job, especially when you see the first thing right here. Come on, be a lineman real quick. See if you're one of these guys, these big, fat, ugly guys. Okay, as soon as they get their hands right in the middle of there. And all they're doing is they're peeking. They're not necessarily shooting a gap.
So that's the gap control he's talking about.
Yeah, so you sit here and you're just holding. Maybe when you're waiting for Chris Ivy. And if what you don't want to do is get pushed back, what you do want to do is just ride the line. As soon as you see him, you press, you disengage, and there's your tackle right then and there.
And the big thing with Ivory is he keeps the legs going. Yeah. Speaking of legs going, I'm going to get out of here.
Me too.
Hey, Merry
New Year!
Christmas!
With post
postseason implications on the line, the Patriots head to New York to take on the Jets and add new life to an already intense rivalry. I'm Miranda Mason, and here's a look at your storylines. The Patriots need one more win to secure the top spot in the AFC, and the Jets must win out in order to stay in playoff contention. Another win also means the Patriots get home field advantage in the first round, but the Jets certainly aren't friendly foe. And injuries continue to plague the Patriots, so as important as it is to play at home in the first round, so is having healthy players to get through the playoffs. So how will Bill Belichick protect his players and get the win? And two of those players potentially absent are Devin McCourty and Patrick Chung, leaving the Patriots secondary to deal with Ryan Fitzpatrick and an improved Jets receiving core. If that's the case, Daron Harmon will have to step up as the leader of the secondary. That'll do it for your storylines. Now let's take a look at opponent news, brought to you by Geico.
The opponent news is brought to you by Geico.
Coming off a big win in Dallas, the 9-5 Jets need a victory to keep their postseason dreams alive. Standing in their way, the AFC East champion Patriots. While New York feels they've improved since the loss in October, the offense will have its hands full with this New England defense.
They're really good. I mean, they don't have too many weaknesses. Schematically, they're going to do a bunch of different things. They're going to show us something we haven't seen. And so you've always got to be prepared kind of for the mental chess match part of it, too, against them.
Now let's check in with Coach Belichick and Scott Zolak, because it's time for the Belistrator.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Belistrator. And, Coach, the New York Jets, we've seen a lot of this. First of all, we're going to start with their defense here.
Well, they're very good against the run. And, here's a play against the Texans where they end up bringing the slot blitz, screen, stunt the end inside, make the play in the backfield. Hard to run against, big physical guys. They do a good job of also blitzing to stop the run. So there's some scheme issues as well as some, just getting them blocked.
A lot of first-round picks in that front seven.
Oh, there sure are.
All right.
This Harrison, who isn't one of them, is maybe the best run defender of all. He's very disruptive on the nose. You can see him getting a lot of penetration here on Frederick, running, 3-4 yards in the backfield, forcing a runner to cut back. Another negative play. So they do a great job with their run defense. Here's the same play from the end zone. You can really see, Harrison on this play, how disruptive and physical he is. For his size, he's a very athletic guy in there. Makes a lot of tackles, more than most nose tackles make. He's got around 60 tackles this year, so been involved in that. So I mean, he's very, very productive. But plays like this where he doesn't make the tackle, but he really makes the play and pushes it back to everybody else. And another long yardage situation here for the Cowboys. Another thing that the Jets really do well is their red area. They're one of the top red area defenses in the league and one of the top red area offenses in the league. So that's served them well where they've been able to, save some points. Here they've got, double coverage out here on Bryant. Quarterback holds the ball and then tries to come to him late and Pryor, sloughs off his man on the other side and makes the interception. So, saves the Jets 7 points here in what ends up being a 3-point game. Those are the kind of plays that they're making that are making the difference. And on the other side of the ball, in the red area, again, they've done a very good job throwing the ball, running the ball, quarterback scrambling. Here's Powell on an inside zone play, kind of a spread out formation. Dallas reads it pretty well. Both safeties end up coming down to support it, but good blocking, good running, and another touchdown in the red air for the Jets. So the Jets have been very opportunistic to take advantage of their chances down there in the red area. And at the same time, they played good run defense to take them away.
And it's a nice 1-2 punch they have. It's not one back, it's this back here, Chris.
Yeah, and I think this play really says it all right here. I mean, it's not about the play. It's not about the blocking. It's the guy with the ball and strong, tough, good speed, but great balance. Has a real attitude about running the ball. He's hard to bring down, hard to tackle. So that's a big challenge for us this week.
All right, Coach, divisional game, a lot at stake. Go get him.
All
good
right,
luck.
Thank you.
All right, there's your Belistrator. Hope you had a great holiday. More of All Access right after this.
My favorite Christmas cookie is probably the real spicy gingerbread cookies. That's my favorite cookie because just the smell of it cooking in the oven just permeates the entire house. It smells like Christmas.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Hey, this is Devin McCourty of the New England Patriots. I want to wish you a happy holidays to everything that you could be celebrating. Have a good time, and most importantly, enjoy your family and have fun.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussions in our Bob's Discount Furniture Studio with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. And any concern of the Patriots' play coming off that Tennessee game? I mean, you circle that Tennessee game, it's a win, automatic win. But any concern right now?
Yeah, I'm not overly concerned with the level of play. I am concerned about the state of the roster. I think that is the overwhelming thing right now. And I think that they all go hand in hand. In the second half, I thought they did what they needed to do to play those final 30 minutes, get out of there with the win. They had a big lead, and they just ran the ball. I mean, I think that they just wanted to be safe. They wanted to keep guys like Gronkowski and Amendola out of harm's way. And that, to me, is the concern, getting these guys all to January in one piece.
Well, you know, we joked last week that we always agree. Where I'm actually going to disagree on this one. I'm going to tell you some areas that I do think are concerning for this team. Even though they win, Steve, Bill Belichick always makes the point that there's things you can improve on. Special teams miscues in each of the last four games. The last two games, I felt like, took their foot off the gas pedal a little bit. And I know part of that was circumstantial. You know, they were protecting things. But those type of mistakes, as you get into the playoffs, when one turnover or one penalty can make a big difference and possibly end your season, I think you want to tighten those things
up. Yeah, I will say the big plays given up by the secondary, I would agree on. The other three, I think, are just sort of circumstantial.
There's a new running back in town, is Steven Jackson. Will he play this week? I mean, I know, you know, he just got here.
Yeah.
But do you insert him in?
I would. I mean, I think running back is one of those few positions that I think you can sort of just insert a guy and hand him the ball. I don't think there's I don't think you're going to ask him to do a whole lot in the passing game. I don't think you want him back there trying to pick up blitzes with the different kind of schemes that the Patriots would ask. But I think you could ask him to run off tackle and see what he has. Find out now in these last two games if he's going to have anything left to
give
you.
Definitely. And the way I look at it is, remember that first preseason game against the Packers? It seems like an eternity ago, doesn't it? This is his game against the Packers. I mean, he hasn't played all year. You have to play football, you know, just play to be ready in a game setting. So I think it's actually very important for him to get out there. It won't be 20-plus carries, but, you know, get them, like Paul says, knock off the rust and get him out
there. See if you have a semblance of a four-minute offense. I'd love to see if they could line the ball up and run the ball with a veteran running back like Jackson.
NFL made their selections for the Pro Bowl. Seven guys from the Patriots are on the team, or at least made. They may not all be going. None of them may be going for that matter.
We hope none of them.
That's exactly right. But Malcolm Butler, here's a guy nobody knew anything about a year ago. Nobody knew anything about Malcolm Butler. And all of a sudden, Malcolm Butler, Super Bowl hero, now he's on his way to the Pro Bowl in a year's time. How far has this guy come?
You know, it's a great story, obviously. I was really struck by what Todd Bowles, the Jets head coach, had to say earlier in the week as well, calling him one of the best corners in the league. And not just throwing it out there as coach speak, but then talking about why, you know, is all the different physical attributes that he brings, the hand-eye coordination, the competitiveness, the ability to play man and zone. Really an impressive quote, I thought, from Bowles, and that's a guy who's watched him. He's a defensive-minded coach. He's coached defensive backs his whole life, and he's in the division. So he's obviously seen a lot of Malcolm Butler, just a tremendous story.
And that's the on-field part of it. I'm going to look at the off-field part of it because think about it. Has there been a player whose life has changed more over the last year in the NFL? I mean, really, think about the NFL over the last 20, 30, 40, you know, like Malcolm Butler's got to be close to the top of that list.
Right.
I mean, that could have gone in another direction.
All right, the Jets are next. Prediction time. A tight game. Don't you expect a tight game?
I do. Well, I always expect a tight game with the Jets anyway, but the uncertainty on the personnel, to me, I think, throws even further. I'm going to say the Patriots are going to win because, you know, it's Christmas.
That's exactly right.
And you know, I hate the Jets. I'm not going to, you know, it's not Christmas for
you
the Jets.
You should have called it, right?
20-19. I think it's going to be a really, really
that
difficult
close.
I do. I think it's going to be a ridiculously difficult game for the Patriots.
Jets red zone defense, best in the league. I think they've only given up 11 touchdowns. Low scoring game. Patriots 17, Jets 16.
He was going to flip on that.
No, he was right there.
Right there.
One lockstep.
All right, guys.
Thanks.
Great job. Great job. That'll do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Leese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Merry Christmas, everyone.